Shortly before Charlotta Bass migrated to California, Robert S. Abbott left the South for Chicago. He dreamed of the new world he'd glimpsed at the Columbian Exposition. What he got was a taste of Northern bigotry.
Abbott's journalism and his perspective as a journalist was shaped by the constant discrimination he had encountered on the way to becoming the publisher of the Chicago Defender. He first tried in Chicago to be a printer. That's what he was trained to be at Hampton Institute. But becoming a full-time craftsman as a printer was simply impossible because of racial discrimination. He next tried law school. In fact, he graduated from law school. He was the only African-American in his class at law school.
He was discouraged from entering the practice of law. He was told, "You're too dark to make an impact on a white judge." And he turned to journalism.
And in 1905, established the Chicago Defender, which he started from his landlady's dining room table. And then he went outside and sold the newspapers himself. He built the paper up from nothing. And by 1910, he had a going concern.
The first issue of the Chicago Defender, with a press run of 300 copies, appeared on March 4, 1905. With the showmanship and hyperbole that was to make him a fortune, Abbott heralded the four-page paper as the world's greatest weekly. The Defender was sold in Chicago and the Midwest on consignment through individual agents. As the orders poured in, Abbott made a decision that would change his fortune and shape the future for thousands of others. He sent the Defender into the South, home to 90% of the African-American population. There, the Defender had a potential black audience nearly 200 times larger than in Chicago, an audience that was hungry to hear what Abbott had to say.